I feel like you've gotten me unstuck. I really needed that framework for going forward, and I feel like you gave that to me.
Whatever I've been doing hasn't been working. Might as well try a different strategy. Thank you to you, Paula. I'm glad I found you.
Thank you so much, Paula. I really do truly appreciate you. This was awesome.
Sick of sacrificing or settling in your romantic life? Welcome to Make Him Wonder with Coach Paula Grooms, where women struggling in real relationships ask the expert. Unscripted, unfiltered, understandable coaching conversations to help passionate women succeed in love.
Hi there, and welcome to Make Him Wonder. I'm your host, Coach Paula, a dating and relationship coach for women, licensed social worker, and author of the book, Why Won't He Commit? A Man Decides to Make You the One. I coach you to find a potential Mr. Right, get an ex back, or grow an existing relationship with a man you truly desire, and learn how to inspire his continued interest for the relationship of your dreams so that you level up to the complete commitment you totally deserve. Back from season one, my guest today is 29-year-old Lauren, who has been dating 31-year-old Luke for about 6 months. Things are quite serious, and Luke is planning on moving in with Lauren very soon. If you recall, Lauren was just 25 when she and I last spoke and when she was last on Make Him Wonder. And at that time, she was struggling in an uncommitted, casual relationship with 30-year-old Blake. Lauren says she is so happy that she worked on herself and is now with someone she feels is worth committing to. But Lauren worries that she might be taking things, quote, too fast. She wants to ensure this great relationship keeps moving forward towards engagement. She returns today to get my coaching on how best to proceed with her new love, Luke. Welcome back, Lauren.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful to hear about Luke. How did you meet?
We met on a dating app, and it's just moved from there.
Wonderful. Did you use any of the strategies I talk about in terms of you setting the tone and moving it forward a little bit in the beginning?
Yeah, I think so. We really just, it was so natural when we started dating. I was traveling quite a bit for various friends, bachelorettes and weddings and things like that. So just kind of took it at whatever pace we could. And he was just so consistent with making plans with me and wanting to see me. So I felt like I never really had to wonder if he was interested in seeing me again. So it made it really easy.
How nice, and a bit rare these days.
Yes, it was a lot different from other people I've dated.
So it's been 6 months. What is he saying at this juncture? And tell us about this moving in together.
Yeah, so he lives about 30, 40 minutes away, which isn't that far, but on weeknights it can be kind of complicated to see him if he has to go into work and things like that. So he spends quite a bit of time at my apartment. I live a little closer to where he works, and I have a dog, and I live in a little bit bigger of an apartment as well. So logistically, it kind of makes sense for him to spend time at my house. And we started off only seeing each other, you know, one or two nights a week and on the weekends, and it's just kind of increased from there. So now he's over 5, 6, 7 days in a row before going back to his place to get things, and it just kind of makes sense for him to move in a couple months when his lease comes up, because he's spending so much time at my house already. So it's something he brought up, but I had also been thinking about, and it's not just simply convenience. Like, we've also talked about eventually wanting to buy a house and things like that, so it would be really moving us in that direction too.
So what do you both say you want long-term?
Long-term, we talked really early on about wanting to have kids, wanting to live in a house and be married and things like that. So we seem very aligned in long-term goals. And we also, when we talked about what we saw for our futures, what kind of house would you want to live in or where would you want to live, both told each other that we saw that with each other too. So it's not like we were just speaking generally. We definitely both said, like, I could see that with you in the future too.
So it begs the question for me, why no engagement prior to you moving in?
I think we both have said that we feel like fear of seeing somebody through the different seasons before getting engaged. So we had talked about just a general timeline of getting engaged to somebody makes sense, and both feel like it requires dating for at least a year so that you can see them through all different seasons, like going through the holidays together and things like that before you wanted to get engaged. So that wouldn't be until next spring.
So why move in?
It's just come up because he's at my house a lot, and why pay for two apartments if we're already spending almost every single night together in one apartment?
And logistically, that seems to make a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, with the kind of distance between where he lives and where I live, it would be hard to see him on a regular basis, like multiple times per week, if we were driving back and forth.
But I have to tell you, from where I stand in what I do for a living, and statistically, it's not a good move if you want to be married to that man.
Okay.
And I can tell you why. Here are the stats. About 50%, it's 49%, about 49% of first marriages end in divorce. 62% of second marriages end in divorce. And 73% of third marriages end in divorce. What's very interesting about first marriages is this, that if you live together prior to getting engaged for a first marriage, your statistical chance of getting divorced, if you do marry from that living together, goes up to the second marriage statistic. So if you live together prior to getting engaged in a first-time marriage, your statistical chance of getting divorce is now 62% rather than 49%. Now, there have been different articles, relationship experts weighing in on why they believe that to be. And if you'd like, I can certainly tell you from where I stand why I believe it to be.
Yeah, that's crazy to hear that. I didn't know those numbers. And I am curious also, like, maybe what age groups that applies within and things like that too. From my point of view, I feel like it's important to live together before you would be ready to get engaged, because you need to know some important things about how you would manage, like, household tasks or finances and things that you maybe wouldn't figure out if you haven't lived together.
And I hope that today I can disavow you of that, because there really isn't much value to living together. The only thing that it does is allow for both parties to see, nah, this isn't perfect, and especially the man. So I'm going to first give you why I believe the statistic to be what it is. Because it doesn't make much sense. If what you were saying was true, that living together would help a couple to see what marriage is going to be like and then get married, that would seem to be a stronger bond, knowing more. And when those people do get married, if what you're saying is true, then the statistic should be, at minimum, the statistic of first-time marriages being 49% divorce rate. If what you're saying is true, it might even be lower than 49%, but it's actually the stat for second-time marriages of 62%. And I believe it is this. In order for living together to ever work, the man must make a formal public commitment to the woman because of the differences between men and women. In other words, the woman, typically in any duo, if you're agreeing to move in with him, that means a number of things. You love him and you are committed, and through time and sex, you have bonded to him. Would you say that's true in your case?
Yes, I would agree.
Okay. For the man, that isn't the case, because men do not commit from love alone. Men only bond as well in one way, because men do not bond through time and sex the way women do. Men only bond through making a formal public commitment to take on a relationship, to take on the responsibility they see commitment as being, and then living up to that commitment and oath. That is tantamount to how we live up to adopting a pet. Because we love all puppies, generally speaking, or kittens, whatever, but I call it the puppy principle, because if you love doggies, all puppies are cute and wonderful in one way, shape, or form, and we can love them all. But it is the one whereby we have everything aligned, where we make a decision to adopt one That is when we bond to that one in a way that we don't with others, even though we love all the others too.
I guess my question for you then would be, I think if I told him I wanted him to propose before we moved in together, he would. Like, I think he would. But I feel like that we should spend a little more time together before that, just because there's things we haven't experienced together yet.
So what I'm hearing is that his lease being up and the inconvenience is moving things up in a way that you're uncomfortable with?
Yeah. When the topic first came up, he asked me, should I renew my lease for a year when my lease is up for renewal in the fall? And I said, I don't think so, because I can't see why we would want to live apart from each other for another year. And so then we started talking about timelines, whether the fall was too soon or maybe we should try to find a shorter lease for him. And that sort of just turned into that we both felt like I would be ready and he would be ready for him to move in the fall. So I guess I kind of see the moving in as less impactful than getting engaged, because I feel a little bit like it's too soon for that. But I still feel like if I were to say, hey, like, I am ready to get engaged, let's do it, he might be ready as well. We just have talked about so many things commitment-wise already that the only thing really holding us back from that at this point is just kind of the concept of maybe we should wait a whole year.
Okay, and I hope to disavow you and every woman listening to this, because we have been sold a bill of goods in our society, and statistics bear out in every way. Somehow, there is now in our Western world that a year makes some kind of difference in terms of the right people getting together, and it just doesn't. Statistically, people who have known each other longer before getting engaged or married even have no better outcome at all than those who do that in a shorter time frame. And again, here's why. It's simply about the man's decision that you are the one as the woman. And what's really interesting to me is through my work and talking to women, I give them my take on this, and I say how important it is to be engaged prior to living together, simply because of that statistic I told you about. And then I add in, you can take your year being engaged, and you will then have a solid knowing. And because the man has made the commitment, you will see him as he is at his best, feeling safest, and as he will truly be as a husband. If not, and you slide into living together, you don't see that, because he has not committed in a fashion that a man must commit. Marriage, make no mistake, was not a concept that we have done through culture and enacted through culture for women. We don't need it. If we have spent enough time with a man we love and we have sex with him, we are bonded. It is to keep men at their best, most loyal, and to afford them to take on the responsibility they see commitment as being. It's in my book, if you haven't read it, I say it's one of my 5 concepts that are absolutely vital to understand, that women view commitment as a natural outgrowth of love. Men view commitment as a responsibility. This is why marriage still works best to keep the commitment. I use the puppy principle as an analogy to what it feels like for the man. Because when we decide to adopt a pet, it has to be right time, right circumstances, and right puppy. Men view women as women view puppies. Men love all women when they're heterosexual. Big, small, short, tall, there's something about each and every woman that they could potentially love on, get all the licks and pets they can, but it needs to be the right one that they will commit to. But make no mistake, there are a lot of right ones for men. Women do not see men as puppies. We don't love them all, short, tall, big, small. No, we love very few, want very few, generally speaking. We commit through time and sex, and we bond through time and sex. If we love him enough, we have enough time with him, and we have sex with him, we are committed. There is no decision making about it. So we have to understand it from what an experience we've had or have had ourselves, which is it has to be a right time to adopt a puppy. We have to have the finances right. We have to have our lifestyle right. We have to have the right environment, and then we have to love that particular puppy. Once we do it, and we show everybody, our friends and family and everybody, that we're doing it, we're committing to the puppy. Some may even say, oh, you know, I wouldn't do that. You know, it's a pain in the neck. You have to be responsible to it and for it. Are you sure you want to do it? And you hem and you haw. Well, if you step up and you make that decision, you're going to try your level best when you've adopted it to make it work. So when the little thing poops on the floor, you don't just give it away. Choose your Jimmy Choos. You get mad, but you don't just give it up. This is what it is like for men in how they commit and bond.
So I have a question about my situation then. Based off of how long we've been together and how things are going, what would you recommend doing in the situation? Do I try to get that commitment sooner, or do I pump the brakes and just kind of like continue as things are for a little while longer?
Love the question. Fantastic question. It is the crux of it for you, and you can have this as you want it, because I'm hearing all that I need to hear of how much he wants to be with you and loves you and values you. Again, love isn't the issue here. I'm hearing that in 6 months' time, you've fallen in love. Has he told you he loves you?
Yes.
Great. And you love him?
Yes.
Perfect. So I am going to answer that question and give you exactly what you can do and say in two different scenarios so that you can make your choice with all the information. I'm going to do that in a moment. I trust you're enjoying Make Him Wonder and that you're getting a lot of helpful information for the life of love you desire and deserve. So if you're not part of the 80-20 Wonder Club yet, you need to be, because now Make Him Wonder is exclusive, a members-only club to listen to every episode, past, present, and future, in full, all ad-free. The 80-20 Wonder Club is a Make Him Wonder membership that gives you all of seasons 1, 2, and 3 in a categorized list by age and relationship status, and a multimedia library of my content, including my book, Relationship Evals, and my Mechanics of Men Mindset Manual, a weekly action step you can focus on to attract and keep the man of your dreams and have him committing to you completely in the coming months. Make this the moment you start living as an 80-20 Wonder Woman, because love, like life, is best lived in 80-20. When you do 80% of what works with men, the 20% you don't won't much matter. Join the 80-20 Wonder Club by going to the 8020wonder.club. Don't miss out. Go now to the 8020wonder.club. You and your man will be glad you did. So back with 29-year-old Lauren, considering options on whether or not to move in with 31-year-old Luke after 6 months, or what she can say and or do given the situation. So Lauren, I said I'd give you options, two different options.
Yes, I'm excited to hear them.
The first, so I'll ask you, if you were to do something like this, what would his reaction be? For example, he's going to bring up the lease thing again here pretty soon.
Probably. Yeah.
Or will it be really overt, like, hey, you know, I'm going to get ready to move in a couple of months, something like that?
Yeah, so far we've kind of talked about whether he should wait until the lease officially ends or maybe try to break it early. We haven't kind of decided exactly what to do timing-wise. Last time we talked about it, we said we should look at our calendars, figure out when it's going to be the best time to actually move things. But for the time being, he's brought things over here that are helpful to have here, and he spends a lot of nights here. So the conversation comes up here and there.
Okay. So it's you deciding. And when you do this as the woman, you show yourself to be more in the category of wife and mother material. Have you heard me talk about that, a la Freud's Madonna whore dichotomy?
Yes.
This is why it's so important. And for those new listeners or who don't understand this, look up Freud's Madonna whore dichotomy. There, for every man, he puts us in a category of being wife and mother material, or woman just have fun with. Obviously, Lauren, you have been put in the first category. Great. However, moving in can, through time, put you in another category, or even not through time, it can happen quickly. Here's why. It's one of my quippy sayings, and I think you'll get it. What you do with him, he thinks you could do, would do, or are doing with all men. Does that make sense?
I hope he doesn't think that if he's spending every night as I have.
Well, let's look at what he could think. That you will move in with a man in 6 months' time without a commitment, even though you've been talking about it. Because men do not relate via verbalization. Men only relate via action. So here's another saying. No matter what you are saying, if you are staying, you are okaying however he's playing. In your case, I'm okaying that you just move in because your lease is up. Now that may sound harsh. And right now, it's all new and butterflies and fun and sexy and all of that. But if you want it to go the distance, it's very different.
I guess my other question then is how, since he's already coming over a lot, and the reason he comes to my house is also because I have a dog and live in the city versus where he lives is a little bit out of the city. How is that different from if he gave up his lease?
It's very different. It's a boundary. And if you're not exercising some of the boundary of it, you need to be. The boundary is, it is my place, just like it is my body, and I call the shots on who and what comes into it, lives in it, is with it. I call those shots, and I am the governor on the trajectory and speed of the relationship. Governor meaning the governor on an engine. So, for example, on go-karts for kids, we put what's called a governor on that engine so it doesn't go over a certain mile per hour and run out of control for safety reasons. We need to be the governor on the engine of a relationship, because if not, it will go from 0 to 60 in a nanosecond, and then it can burn out. This is male.
Should I not spend as many nights per week with him?
Yes, in a word. Mm-hmm. Because it's hard to understand from this perspective, but it is about men wondering that makes for him to want to lock it down. Men love through wondering. And then, of course, that begs the question, well, eventually I'm going to live with him as his wife. Where's the wonder there? Well, there's a big difference because he's made the decision. And men, and here's another saying in my book, one of the five components, what I call my gender gaps, men live via their decisions. Women live via their emotions. It's why we want the man to make the formal decision, because that's when he will be most committed, he will bond, and he will tend to live up to that decision so that he doesn't show failure in his decision making. It's very, very different than how we view the world and how we view relationships. It just is. Night and day, sun and rain, stop and go, on or off, yes or no, male or female. So we get back to the two options you have. I like the first one that I'm going to give you, because while it shows thought and keeps you in the right category and gives you the best chance to see what you need to know if you have more questions. And I would dare say it's not like you have a lot of questions about him. You've just been told that, oh, no, no, no. Don't go with your knowing. Don't go with your gut feeling. Don't go with the 6 months of the relationship you've been shown. Go with what society says you should do, which is you should go through a first year and you should live together so that you know what you're getting into. Is that about right?
Yep.
And that is so unfortunate. It is not how we as humans work. It's trying to take what we feel and the natural stuff that happens between love interest partners in the beginning and ruins it. Time in doesn't help women to get what they desire and deserve, nor does it help men to be the most excited about commitment. We don't want the commitment to happen on the downside of the interest, and it generally doesn't. And it can feel all romantic and fun for him to just move in, but it's a bit of that old saying, familiarity breeds contempt. And I got to think about that one because it's not really contempt. It's just complacency. When we live in a beautiful climate that's tropical and beautiful and sunny every day, we don't appreciate it as much as if we live in a climate where, oh my God, it's a beautiful sunny day. I want to get out there. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Familiarity in relationships breeds complacency. And if we don't have the formal public commitment for the male, it doesn't work very well. Statistically, it doesn't work. And the statistics I gave you about first marriages moving in together prior to engagement is the case. So here's what I would recommend, that you say in a soft moment, and when he brings it up, you say, Luke, I've been doing some thinking. And, you know, I love you. I do want to be together. There's just something that hasn't felt right or sat right with me about moving in and not being engaged. If you want to call me old-fashioned in that way or whatever, I just really didn't realize it to the degree that I needed to. And I guess as it has gotten closer, I've gotten closer to what it is that I really need and want in order to go this next step, because it's a big one. What would he say to you?
I think he would be very surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I would worry that he would feel hurt by the change in what I had, how I responded to it before.
All right, let's look at that. How will he respond to being, in your words, hurt?
Just like he'd be maybe a little sad.
Tell me why you think he would be sad that you don't want to move in unless you're engaged.
I think maybe just the change to what we had. He would wonder where that change came from. I've always told him that we would probably want to wait a year, or that I would feel comfortable after a year. But now saying, oh, I don't feel comfortable with this unless we're engaged, it would be a big difference from what I've said before.
I want you to recognize that you said he would wonder what happened. Great. I am going to go out on a limb with you, Lauren, and say that there's not enough wonder here in your relationship, and I don't want you to lose out.
Mm-hmm. I guess it feels like there's a delicate balance of making sure that he does wonder, but also getting to enjoy each other, to spend time together and, you know, continue getting to know each other more, or just enjoying our time together.
What don't you know that you need to know?
I think you're right about the year being something that is a little arbitrary. And I do feel like I know what I need to know, that my hesitation is not about not having been through certain things with him. But at this point, it would be a very stark change to have a different approach. Like, if I were to come to him and say, I actually do feel like we could get engaged now, I think that would be...
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. You see, that's what you were thinking, and that's not what you would say. I realized it just doesn't sit right with me to move in without being engaged to someone. I've never lived with someone, and I want to only be living with someone who's made that commitment, and I know we're going to be married. What did I say about we're doing it now? I didn't. He needs to be the one. He needs to either want it so much that he will propose, or he says, oh, I get it. He respects it, which he will, and he gets another 6-month lease or a year and 6 months. And after the year, he breaks that lease early, or you hold that other apartment until you get engaged, you see? But you're looking at it in a way that I don't believe will help you. It will hurt you. As the woman, if I were talking to a man and coaching the man, I would be saying, man, I wouldn't do it. You're really hot for her now. And you move in, yeah, it's going to help your wallet, but it's going to hurt your interest level. I would say to him, do you think she's the one? You think you could commit? And I think in this case, Luke would say, yeah. Say, well, what's holding you back then? Well, she didn't, you know, she thinks we should be together a year. So you're telling me, Luke, that if you went and proposed to her, she'd say no? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. What, are you afraid she'd say no? Because your best shot at having a marriage that doesn't end in divorce is for you to step up, be a man, make the commitment, get engaged, and then move in. And if you can't do that now, then I would wait and sign another lease. That's how I would talk to him as a man, right? Yeah. And it'd be better if a man says that. And there are men that would absolutely say that because they know men. But you haven't been doing what is best, which is being the governor on this. Because yes, right now, you're never going to be as interested in the same way, meaning sexually, as you are now. The longer it goes out, it changes and morphs. All romantic love, if you make a commitment and bond, all romantic love turns into one of the other two types of love. There are only three types of love: romantic, familial, and friendship love. And familial and friendship can include, like, pets are in there somewhere. That kind of love. And then, of course, there's love for things, love of nature. But I'm talking about in terms of human and other beings. There are only those three types of love. And all romantic love will morph into either familial or friendship love. And a good marriage has a combination of all three, but make no mistake, it will never just be romantic love. It needs to be worked on. It will morph into familial and friendship together, and then you must work on the romance. And the man has to be at a place in his life where he is willing to do that work. That takes a maturity and character. And he has to have the other five components of commitment. He has to love you. He has to be at a place in his life where he is ready to take on the responsibility he sees commitment as being. He must have finances at a place where he can see doing that and keeping his quote-unquote puppy in the lifestyle he wants that puppy to have. He must have his career in a place whereby he can see that the commitment will not interfere with that career path. Sometimes it can even be that commitment will not interfere with an advocational endeavor. Like he wants to travel the world and take pictures of the world. If he wants to run marathons in every single city in the world or something like that. He has to see that the marriage and commitment to you will not interfere with that. So that's about the five things that have to be in place. So I'm glad you said what you said, because that distinction about, I didn't say now, he needs to be the one and he needs to be in the masculine energy, and you need to allow for that by being in your feminine for him to work it out and figure it out. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
That's when he will feel best about it. What questions would he ask you?
If I were to tell him that I felt like I didn't feel good about him moving in unless we were getting engaged, I think he would probably say something more like, we're on that path. I've been thinking about that for the future. I don't think it would be resistance to that. I think it would just be, if I were to try to reduce like the amount of time that he spends with me here, he would feel maybe like I don't like him as much or something. It would be like a reflection somehow of the relationship.
I think that's a limiting belief that you have that's likely coming from some kind of programming of pleasing.
Maybe. I haven't thought about that.
I think you probably should think about it, because it's not what you say or even what you do, it's how you say it and how you do it. You may have fallen into a bit of a routine of him coming over. Is that true?
At this point, we've made so many plans together. So, for example, we have weekend trips with friends that he's coming with me on, and we have friends visiting from out of town that he wants to be able to spend time with me. And so it's a lot of activities that drive him over here. He's joined the gym that I go to. So I think partly if he lived down the street in the same part of town where I live, that it would be a different story. It's almost like he's trying to build his life with my life. So that makes it make more sense for him to be here. It's definitely not just a financial thing. Like, I'm going to benefit more from him moving in with me than he is, because it's going to actually cut the cost on me quite a bit more than it would be for him. Where he lives right now is a lot cheaper than where I live right now. So I definitely don't think it's just simply because it's good for finances for him. It's almost like where he lives right now is so far away that he can't build the life with me if he stays there.
Okay.
So it would kind of be like me telling him to pump the brakes on that, which is why I think he might feel a little bit hurt by it.
I'd like to disavow you of the word hurt. That's very female. I believe it's more that he would be challenged by it and he would wonder. And I think you need that.
I don't know. I don't know how to really think through that. Like, I do think it would hurt his feelings. I think it would make him feel like maybe I didn't like him as much as he thought I did or something.
Okay, let me work through that with you a little bit. What does a man do when he thinks the woman he wants doesn't maybe think as much or love him as much? What does he typically do?
Well, they're either going to feel rejected or try to convince her not to feel that way.
If he's a guy that feels rejected and then doesn't do anything about it, in other words, I'm not saying even if he did feel rejected, he wouldn't do something about it. That's a man. If he doesn't, what does that tell you?
I think he would still turn around and figure out how to make me, you know, it's not that I need to make him want to be with me. He does. He's already told me everything I need to know, and he's shown me how much he wants to be here with me. I feel like that would be pushing him away.
And Lauren, I think that is your programming and anxiety. There is nothing when you stand in your value as a woman, when you say, I really know I love you and I want to be with you, but it's not for me to move in with anyone with whom I'm not engaged. I just don't want that for my life. And a man I'm going to live with is, for me, a man I'm going to marry. That's standing in your value. If you have a problem with that, that's coming not from him. That's you having anxiety over actually being chosen. That's my take on it, for whatever you want to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard when you've gotten to the age you've gotten to, and probably lots of difficult relationships, rejection, rejecting other people, all manner of stuff. But fundamentally, it is, I don't feel worthy of it and asking for it. And if you show him that you don't, that's not good. Because every man wants his wife to be someone that will, especially if she's going to be the mother of his children. She puts herself first and foremost, high regard, and expects to be treated with that respect. Again, this is very different than what you will hear in mainstream to a great degree. All you have to look at is that statistic that I told you, and all that I've told you here as to the why of the male being, the male brain.
Mm-hmm.
And if a man doesn't step up to the challenge for the woman he wants, that says something about him that you really want to think heavily about before committing your life to and maybe having children with. I have no limiting belief that he will not step up to this. You even said in the beginning, I think he'd want to get engaged, and I do as well. It may not be right now. Great, because we want him to make that decision. And if he can't do that, he can move to another place in your neighborhood. But having that boundary is very important. Because if you take away the wonder now at 6 months in the way that it needs to be there so that he will make the commitment, you will hurt yourself. I think the best thing for you is to... wondering what I'm going to tell Lauren I believe to be the best thing to do and say so that she has the best chance of getting a proposal and having the lifelong love and commitment she deserves. In the rest of this episode, I talk through exactly what Lauren can say to help Luke to think more seriously about her as a potential wife. And because I want you to get the results you desire with your current or future Mr. Right, I invite you to check out the 80/20 Wonder Club, an exclusive membership-only club of the Make Him Wonder podcast, where you'll get 200 ad-free episodes categorized by age and relationship status, plus all new episodes the moment they're formatted and ready to be aired. Unfiltered coaching conversations like this one, with all my advice and principles to have you succeeding in your romantic life. The 80/20 Wonder Club also includes my Making Magic with Men Mindset Manual, a video series of mindset and mechanics practices for you to do at your own pace. Join monthly and cancel at any time, or save by committing to a 6 or 12 month membership. And not only will you save by committing to more, you'll receive a full coaching intensive experience where you'll be talking to me in a conversation like you just heard. You choose the date anytime during your 12 months, and I'll be answering all your questions on getting what you desire and deserve in your romantic life. Check it out at the 8020wonder.club and join us. Because not only is it the only way to hear what I tell Lauren she can say so that Luke feels safe and secure to move forward fully committed, but because there is so much more, and I don't want you to miss out on how to make your man wonder in the right way to have the results you desire and deserve. Go now to the 8020wonder.club. That's the 8020wonder.club. You and your love will be glad you did.